When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman, who was right here in Silicon Valley. He's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now, and it is his mission to help you have a wonderful retirement. He's a certified financial planner. You know, we all know that we can't predict what's going to happen with the economy, but we can learn from what's happened in the past as we make our financial decisions going forward. And so Eric is going to help us with that today on Wealth Creator Radio. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call Eric for a complimentary appointment, complimentary phone call, whichever you're more comfortable with. But he would love to guide you about any questions you might have from our show today. Also, check us out at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, hello, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten to be a more interesting time in the market, right? You know, it's so boring when everything just goes straight up and no,
yep. Right.
No, I mean, it's something we've actually been talking about for quite some time, really, is saying that the Fed's going to be changing their stance and they're not going to be printing that free money and it's going to change the economy and change the market some. And hey, it's happening.
Yeah, it sure is. I got to tell you a quick story about a Michigan woman. I don't know, but she nearly missed out on her $3 million prize because her notification email went to her spam folder. 55-year-old Laura Spears. Okay, she buys this Mega Millions lottery ticket online, and then she never, you know, hears anything. And so, you know, she doesn't even think about it. But she's looking for an email from somebody else, goes to her spam, and she finds in her spam folder an email from the lottery saying that she won a prize. Checks it out. She won $3 million. I guess the moral of this story is if you buy a lottery ticket online, make sure you check your spam folder for sure. But now she's going to be pretty set for retirement, don't you think, Eric?
Well, she'll be doing pretty good. I mean, she's going to really kind of net $2 million, but
yeah,
still, it's good money.
Yeah.
And yeah, so if she does something smart with that, she can, you know, be building up that money. And I wouldn't click on everything in the spam folder, but
right.
Definitely check go to the website and see if it's correct. But yeah, it's good that she did that, I guess. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, if you're lucky enough to have that big windfall, that's great. But also maybe you had a windfall in the stock market in the last year or two because of the market's just gone up. And, you know, it's one thing to have it, but it's way worse to watch it go away.
Right.
And so that's the part where you kind of go, hold it, you know, how much is enough? And if you're up a lot, you know, make some plans, right? Make sure you lock in some of those gains before you see it go the other direction.
So how important is it for us to work with someone like you who can help us navigate all this volatility? Because there's so many unknowns, like you said, you know, a lot of us, we kind of don't understand it.
Yeah, no, it's one of these things where if expectations are what about so much is about life, right? So if you expect one thing and it happens, then it's okay. If you expect something, you know, not that big a deal, but it, like, you know, you get table service at McDonald's, you're like, whoa, how is that even possible, right? You know, so those are great expectations. But, you know, obviously the ones that were massively goes lower, then that's when people really freak out or people get really disappointed. And so one of the things you got to watch out for is what type of expectation are you having for your money? I mean, if you're expecting it to bounce around and you're used to that, then that's fine. But if you're in a portfolio that is way too risky for you and it's all gone up, so you didn't really care, right? You didn't notice any bad stuff. And then now all of a sudden you see that and you freak out and then you go to cash or, you know, you sell out. And, you know, those are things where you can lock in some really bad timing and really mess yourself up. And again, it's because you were in the wrong thing, right? As long as you know what type of risk level you're in, you're fine. I mean, it's still going to be bad when things go down, right? But it won't be, at least you know you were planning on it, right? But if you don't have that expectation of it dropping and then all of a sudden it drops and then you freak out and you lock in the bad moves or you do some stuff that's not smart, that's where, you know, really having an advisor can help, first of all, not make sure you don't get in that situation. And then secondly, if you are in that situation or you're starting to feel that way, at least, you know, they can help you, you know, make sense of what action should you take or should you take no action at all.
Yeah. And we all need to understand that, you know, market cycles are just a normal part of a healthy economy. So that's okay. Like you said, you know, but we do have to know our risk level. And, you know, some people in retirement might tend to watch the stock market, you know, and we've seen it here, you know, in January, it went down. And then by the end of the day, it was back up, you know. But, you know, do you recommend us following those ups and downs or just kind of chilling and knowing we're going to be okay? I know I'm set.
Yeah, a lot of times the more you watch it, the crazier it'll be, right? So, yeah. I mean, lots of times, you know, there was one day that somebody called me by 11 o'clock because she was starting to get nervous. Aww. And she before wasn't having any risk issues before, supposedly, right? Until now she's retired and now she's watching it too much. And by the end of the day, it was actually ended up being fine, which is pretty funny. And she admitted to herself that she was, or to me, that she was overreacting. She knew that somewhat, but she just still needed that reassurance and stuff. But again, had she been at work, she wouldn't even have noticed probably. And you know, wouldn't even thought about it and stuff. So sometimes, yeah, watching the news is definitely one of the worst things you can do because of it's just going to keep all the negative and not much of the positive will be there because positive is boring and negative gets your attention, right? Yeah. So yeah, you know, you don't see the sunset very much when you're driving down the road, but you know, if there's an accident, everybody's looking at it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just human nature, unfortunately. So yeah, one of the things that you have to do is make sure you have things allocated in the right way. You need to have three types of money. You need to have some foundational money, stuff that doesn't go away. So then in those bad times, you got that money that you can go grab in retirement and know you're going to be fine. You also need some steady income money, stuff that's not super volatile in the market and pays you good income, like, you know, 5-7%. Ideally monthly, if not at least quarterly, so that way you have some cash flow coming in. But when you have all of it in the market money, oh yeah, it's going to be really, really risky. And you know, so that's one of the things that you have to really watch out for. And so one of the things that we can actually send you is it's a report about the market and what to do when things are volatile and how to think about it. And, you know, I just think it's a really good piece to be getting right now. So if somebody wants to get a hold of that, all you have to do is text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, I want to get into some maybe safer options because volatility kind of is scary and people might want to look into something like bonds. So can we talk about what we need to know about the bond market right now?
It's the worst place to be. That's the ironic part is the reason why people, you know, you have those target date funds, right? Those ones that say 2030 and 2035, 2040, whatever. All those do is they shift so much from stocks into bonds, and bonds have less volatility, but they also have made almost nothing for the last, you know, almost two decades now, which is great for your mortgage, right? Because it's super cheap. So you're either not going to make much, 1-3% if you're lucky. Or as the Fed raises rates in March, like they've basically promised they will, and they'll probably do it, they said, at least three, if maybe not four times this year, when rates go up, bond values go down. So you're going to either make nothing or you're going to lose principal. It's like, those are good choices. And so for the last decade, we've been using tools that index with the market. They're protected. You can't lose money on them. They don't have any annual fees. So there's none of that stuff that you have to worry about. The principal is guaranteed, but they pay your rate based on the market. Now, you're not going to earn all the market return and have no risk. That would be wonderful. We'd all do that. One of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about money, what's working and what's maybe not. And then it's up to you if you want to take action. So if you want to set up a 15-30 minute phone call just to see how we can help you, ask any questions you got, you can actually talk to me. And so all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more great stuff from Eric.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. You know, we always talk about, thanks to advancements in healthcare, we are living longer than any generation before us, which is a good thing. However, it brings challenges to retirees. So why don't you tell us about those, Eric?
Well, just along the same lines, you got no pension for life. You got some sort of question mark around Social Security, right? So you might live 10 or 15, 20 years longer. It's like, what? that's a little scary, right?
Yeah.
All that. I'm going to have less guaranteed money, and I'm going to be here longer. So that you can see why the number one fear of everybody is running out of money. And it's really fun sometimes in my job when I have clients that come up with kind of some goals that, in a way, I probably should have told them, but they came up with these on their own. So recently, I just had one that was, you know, this client who's very much younger for what she's trying to do, but she's trying to retire way early. So in a way, she's like somebody who's in her 60s, but she's in her early 50s, or just turned 50, actually. And her goal is to have $10,000 a month of income that's coming from guaranteed sources, from what I like to call foundational money, stuff that can't go away. And not to have that, you know, really late in life, but to have that by at least age 60 or 55. And so if she has that much money, you know, coming in, plus they got some rental income, you know, they're always going to be okay just on that basis alone, let alone their other assets, you know, that are in the market and other, you know, other areas. And so, yeah, I thought that, I was like, wow, that's actually a really cool goal. And, you know, so, yeah, I quickly said, okay, here's what you're at. You know, we're already up to almost 80. So we just need to do a little bit more. And she wanted to know, what's that number that I have to do? She's been at a company that's had really great stock increases. So we said, all right, this is how much you'd have to sell to get to that number and have that set. Once you have that, I mean, if you know that you're getting $10,000, you know, ignoring Social Security, ignoring all sorts of other stuff, that's a really nice peace of mind. And then if you do live a lot longer, yeah, you're not going to outlive that money. And then she could even have more money for home health care or other things, right? That also kind of plays into that whole healthcare question.
Wow, that's so cool. She wants to retire that early. But here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter, or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah, and that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But yeah, hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game till it finally ends, yeah, how do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And you know, and then also, how do you fit other goals in? Like, I had one client that, you know, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house, and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And, well, one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
It
doesn't,
though.
I had three of them. And, you know, but so, yeah, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth, and that was able, now they were able to see that, yeah, they could buy a beach house, and it's not going to, you know, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, you know, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything. Income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how you're going to pay for health care. Then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out how do I invest not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, you know, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, you know, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you know, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running right way and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. And so, again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, you know, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. You know, if you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. Then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. So, you know, so just take a moment. And if you want, you can give us a call. We can have a discussion or a Zoom meeting either way. And so you can give us a call and book that, or you can do it online. So the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people retire. This is what he does. He wants to hear your dreams and he wants to help you and guide you to have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. And they are an independent firm at Heckman Financial. So thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. You know, we were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, you know, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. So if we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you know, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I've had some people that had really kind of, literally I had one person who, she had been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she'd saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, you know, that withdrawal rate. Okay, 2 years later, you know.
That's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half. So maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, you know, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? You know, can you, if you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, a lot of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun and maybe for healthcare and stuff like that, where you're not doing one that's as crazy and as work, you know, something that a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal, was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work. She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we do actually have is we have some free reports that you can get. So, you know, if you want to text or you can text the word money and we'll send you a link back or just ask you for more info to send you the brochure. But, you know, if you want to text the word money, so M-O-N-E-Y to 800-454-1184, we'll send you that report that will your money last as long as you do. And it's a great, great tool. So again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or you can always visit our website at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Definitely. My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right, yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. You know, I remember... for some reason, I was, you were mentioning, you know, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox seeing him his business-minded character that he had. Alex Keaton. And so, you know, looking at that, and I just remember back then, I was in high school, I think, when that was on, and you know, if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
That's how far that number's flipped. And I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, if I had $1 million, Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, you know, I want to be a billionaire. I mean, right? So, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, yeah, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks and once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. Yeah, and if you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's 100 grand, cut it in half, 50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you could be getting about 50 grand a year. So, that's $4,000, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. They want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So, yeah, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, OK, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's what this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed, they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid.
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s. And the difference, this is of a $500,000 portfolio, the difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it, the same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. Here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of three decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You have to have a plan, and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great successful retirement, because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? I mean, you know, I was a scout, and all my boys were in scouts, and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe. And one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of their money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. So really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So one of the things we've done is we actually set up some free reports that people can download. And, you know, just getting that education is so, so critical too. So, you know, if you want to talk more about having your money last, one of the things that we can do is, of course, we can send you a report called Money. And, how long will your money last? As long as you do, of course. And so all you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 454-1184, or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got my reverse mortgage guru, Marilyn Brown Ross, here. Good to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. My goodness, how could it be another year?
Yep. And so one of the things that we should really be talking about is the lending limit on the reverse mortgages went up, which, you know, why does that matter? Well, that's because it's a function of your age and this limit, right? Isn't
That's
that how
exactly
they do this
right.
whole calculation?
This is on the home equity conversion mortgage. It's called the HECM. It's FHA product.
That's the main federal one, right?
That's, yes. So, when I started in this business, it was like 200 and some thousand was the lending limit. So just now, January 1st, it went up to $970,800. And of that, this is an age-to-value product. It isn't loan-to-value like a regular mortgage. The older you are, the more money you get. So they take that, whatever, if it's 970 or let's say it's 800,000, the value of your home, you're going to get a portion of that depending on your age. The older you are, the more you get. So it's really a huge jump for people.
Yeah, it was 150,000 increase, right? So,
yes.
So that's a lot more percentage increase. I mean, it may not be 150, or probably won't be, but it'll be
some significant.
Feature. Yeah. And so, you know, there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about reverse mortgages and what they are and what they aren't. And so probably the numero uno one, right, is that the bank's going to own my house,
absolutely.
Right? Isn't that awful?
I hear that every time I go, I'll have calls from people, you know, I just like to hear a little about this. I'm not going to do it because I want to leave the house to my children, but and not to the bank. And that happened in the 80s.
Miami Vice was on TV. All right, let's get some context to this, right?
You exactly.
Know, the big shoulder pads, all the other stuff, right? Of the, you know.
But so. Today it was so bad. That was a terrible thing because the bank or the lender did go on your title back when that first started. That made them a partner in your home. So you go to sell that house, they got half the equity.
Yeah.
But that didn't last long. But to this day, it was so bad that people today still think
still
that that's
remember.
What's going to happen. So when I go out, because I really like to meet people face to face. I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to, but most people say yes, because I always tell people that live wherever you are, deal with somebody that's in your area, because there's so many that you can call. Okay, let's call from TV. Let's call this number.
Right.
I'm here, but they're in Southern California. Well, once that's closed, once you do that reverse mortgage, you're not going to have a contact because...
Nope, then you have an 800 number.
That's exactly right.
Your estimated wait time is only 59 minutes.
That's exactly right. And so. I always go, doesn't have to be me. You know, I'm not saying that, but get somebody in the area that you have a contact with. That I've got clients that I've done 10 years ago that call me with questions and I answer them and they go, it's so nice to have you there.
So again, you know, the reverse mortgage is really a way to get rid of your payments. If you have a mortgage, get rid of the payment, or to unlock the equity without having to sell the house, without having to realize the capital gains, without having to do what I call the raisin plan, which is, you know, move out to the Arizona and shrivel up in the sun. You know, so you don't have to do any of that stuff. You can stay in your house. But, you know, so one of the other misconceptions I think you've always heard about reverse mortgages is how the interest rate is so high, you know, and it's going to skyrocket and it'll go super crazy high, right? So isn't there a fixed rate option?
There's a fixed rate option. There's so many different options, like the Heckam we were talking about.
Not Heckam.
It has a fixed rate. It has an adjustable rate. There's many different things. So, and it depends on the monies that's taken out. So there's no way to really tell until I do an analysis for someone.
So it depends on what you need and stuff. But
exactly.
I know with a fixed rate, you have to take most
of
it.
You have to take it out.
Take it then. But again, if that's going to be what you need to pay off your mortgage anyways, then hey, that's fine.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so even if rates do start, you know, shooting back up, you know, there is a fixed rate option. So again, that's not only, you know, it might be smarter to do it, you know.
And the variable rate has a cap on it. So I think it's very low today. And the cap can only go 5 points higher than it is today. So it's not like it's going to skyrocket up to 20% or 18%.
Be a credit card rate or something crazy. Yeah. So.
And the nicest part, too, is there's no tax consequences on this money.
And so that's the other thing, too, I don't think people really pay attention to is, like, you know, they may have some stocks have shot up or, you know, other stuff, or maybe they're taking way more than their required minimum distribution. They're having to take all this money out of their IRA and pay all this tax. In the meantime, they could have been taking this money tax-free. Tax-free out of your house. I mean, when you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Hundreds. Yeah.
And not even having to, you know, pack up all your junk and get out of there.
Right? And you're in your home. And you're there till you can be there till you're 150 years old. I don't think any of us are going to make that. The requirements are it can never go into foreclosure unless there's no payment for number one. If you have a mortgage and you're missing the payments, it's going to go into foreclosure. But this one, you have to pay your property tax, insurance, and keep the house in decent repair, like you would anyway, I'm sure.
And you can even put those on an impound, right, type of thing, if you want them to? Or?
I think that they're starting to do that. It used to only be that they had to do it if your credit was real bad. And then they would say, we'll do this, but we're going to do what we call a life expectancy set aside. We put aside the money up till you're 90, I think. I'm pretty sure it's 90. They're like, if you're 70, they're going to set aside 20 years out of what's available to pay your property tax and insurance for you. And you never have to worry about it. Okay. And that way nobody can forget.
Yeah. I mean, because it's obviously one of the other issues, too, is I work with a lot of people that have been, you know, either widowed or they're, you know, or just they were single and stuff, and they don't have anybody necessarily there to check on their finances. And if all of a sudden you start missing stuff or forgetting stuff, yeah, your house could get foreclosed on. Here, the only way it would be really just the property tax or the insurance, which is less frequent payments and such. And so hopefully that'd be less of a deal. But, you know, what are some of the, I mean, I guess some of the other misconceptions, like, well, I guess one would be is they're only for little amounts, right? You know, I mean, obviously we're talking about that they've already gone up by 150 grand.
Yes, but that's only on the HECM. So there's a jumbo that goes up to 4 million. So the jumbo product, the HECM is based, you get a portion of the lending limit, 978 or under, $970,800 or less. So if it appraises for 800,000, you're going to get a portion of 800,000. But with the jumbo, you're going to get a portion of the appraised value, which is way more. Those really work for $1.5 million and up, if the value. But there's a whole lot of money available.
So if you had a really large mortgage or something, or maybe you want to, I actually have one interesting case where the parents are buying a house where they want to kind of keep that whole large family together. So they're actually buying one with their daughter and their son to all live together. And they want to buy that big dream house, right? So that's then be more expensive. So that could be actually a way for them to do that, or, you know, so it's not just small mortgages, and also I think probably the other thing is that people always think it's only if you're in emergency. I mean, I know obviously you've had some foreclosure stuff that you had to help people. You've had home health care kind of issues. You've had some other kind
I've
of cases
had some
that are
that,
more for fun.
That a fella called me and he had like an $8 million portfolio and his house was paid for, but he called and said, I'd like to explore doing a reverse mortgage. I said, why? Because he said, I would love a line of credit where I could access it with no consequences. He said, if I sell my stocks, whatever I do out of my portfolio, I'm going to be taxed. So he did it. I mean, he had a beautiful home that was worth a lot of money. I don't know what he had in his, I don't remember exactly, but it was a substantial amount in the line of credit. And he never had to use it. He didn't have to use it. He wanted it there as a backup. If I need something, I don't want to have to sell.
Kind of like a margin account. I mean, margin interest is really high, so this is a way better deal.
Way better. And
it has no payments requirements so forth. And it's all tax-free, like we said.
All tax-free, and he doesn't start getting taxed on it until he moves it from the line of credit into his account to use.
Yeah.
So it's sitting in that line of credit with a growth rate on it.
Well, I also remember the one where, you know, you said the lady who was older wanted to give gifts to all of her while she was alive.
While she was alive, she said, I want to take money. She had 7 or 8 grandchildren. It was her 100th birthday. And she said, I want to give my grandchildren a $10,000 check each while I'm here. I want to see their face. I don't want to die and then leave it to them. And she did that. She had a big blowout at the top of the mark in San Francisco. She did the reverse, took the money and handed them a check, and it made her, she was crying. She called me and she said, Marilyn, that was the best thing I could have ever done, to see their faces, to have that money in their hand. That was for me the best. And I said, I'm so happy, really.
And I think that was when it was probably 15. Now it's 15 is the gift limit, so she probably could have done more today.
Yes, but, today, mate. Yep.
Yeah. So, well, again, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, I mean, I know you do a very consultative approach where you actually find out what's the situation. You'll tell them, hey, this is if it works or not, and
exactly,
this is the good and bad of it for your situation. And,
right.
Yeah, and so tell them, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. Again, 408-722-0010.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements, and he's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant, so he has the education behind him to help give you a solid, independent, personalized financial advice about your retirement, and he's offering that to you today. But we've come to the time in our show where we have a wealth success story to give you. Eric always has a good example of something that we can learn from, something that worked out the best for retirees. So what do you have for us today, Eric?
Well, it's a story of just of a client that, she came to one of our tax talks that we usually do. We've done a lot of talks at companies and such, and year end, we'd always do one on taxes. And she started realizing that, they've got a Roth IRA at a Roth 401k option at her work, and that she could be doing some more conversions. So over the next, I think it took about 6 years in total, that we just kept converting over and kept converting over money and converting over. And she kept paying the tax. Yep, she kept paying the tax. So that part sucked, right? Nobody likes that part. I always kind of equate it with, going to the dentist and exercise and eating right, all the things we should do, but nobody really, really loves. So she did it. And, now a couple of years ago, she retired. And instead of having that asterisk, that little dot saying, here's how much I have in my retirement plans, minus how much I owe the government, now it's her balance is really her balance. I mean, for most people, if they say, hey, I've got $100,000 in my IRA, the real answer is no, you don't. Mm-hmm. You've got $60,000 to $70,000, and maybe if you're under 59 and a half, maybe you have more like $50,000 to $60,000, because you'd have to pay penalties too to get it. And so the neat thing though for her was it's all hers. I mean, everything that she takes out. So she's living a fairly tax-free lifestyle. I mean, it's really she's not paying taxes on her Social Security. Why? Because she has almost no other, quote, real income, because it's tax-free money. So that's the neat thing, is if you can get to that tax-free lifestyle, that where you can really minimize it, it can be a great place to be. And so again, if you want to find out more about how to pay lower in taxes, how to have that income for the rest of your life, how to make sure you don't run out of money, no obligation, no cost, of course. And if you want to take advantage of that, take up some of our time and let's talk and find out what you have, what's going on, and how we can help. So again, if you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to this show and podcasts on Amazon or Google. Just say, hey, play Wealth Creator Radio. So talk to you soon and see you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.